So hello, hello, hello. I thought what I would do today, just for the fun of it, is give you guys an insight into how to build your own podcast. So if you've been kind of sitting around wondering if what would your life would be like if you had a podcast, or if you'd like to, maybe you already have a podcast and you want to grow your podcast, I have a program called Zero to Podcast, and it's part of my iconic podcast dot online business. And I've been doing this since 2017, so I love helping people get their podcasts off the ground and running. And so I want to start with this sort of thing. It's a little bit elusive, called Avatar. And this is where you really kind of write down some qualities that you'd like to have in your audience. Who's the podcast going to help? Who's the podcast going to help? And actually, you know what? I need to back up a little bit there. Before I even do the avatar, what I do is the intention of the program. So, what is the intention of the podcast? So, let's just, for example, say you're a coach and you'd like your podcast to help people do what it is that you coach people to do for, your business. So one of my clients I had on, well, no, sorry, one of my guests I had on to the Erica Glessing show recently. She's not a client, she's a guest. She's a writing coach, and so she helps people get easier about writing, which is challenging for some people. So if she was going to do a podcast, then it might be on ways to get out of writer's block, or it might be a podcast on how to make money from writing, or it might be a podcast about. So her show should, if this was something that was interesting to her, could be a show designed to feed people into her writing program. You can have a podcast. I have one that I built that's about clearing blockages to poverty. Clearing blockages that keep people in poverty and clearing blockages to wealth. And it's not really about that. I just call it energy clearing for life. But the whole show, its intention was to clear blockages for people. It's something I just happen to do. But the funny thing is, I didn't build it in my name, I built it just generic. It's called Energy Clearing for Life. And it's a super wonderful podcast if you like my voice. If you don't, you won't like it because it's I don't have any guests. So first, kind of give the podcast before you even build it, give it like an assignment or an intensity or an intention. And that's the very first thing. Now, once you have the intention of the podcast, the Erica Glessing show was designed to help bring light to light workers and entrepreneurs. And I built it when I was publishing a lot of authors, and I wanted to make sure they had a place where they could sing about their book, where they could talk about their book, where they could share their gifts to the world. And so that was kind of when my show was born. That was its intention. Okay. I don't know if this is first, but you want to start asking the show about, if I build you, can you make me money? And a lot of times podcasts are indirect. That is, a lot of people don't, you don't get like advertising money in the beginning from a show. Like, that has to have a solid audience in a specific niche that's of service to the advertiser. So if you ultimately would like your podcast to bring advertising money, then you want to start focusing on what are some things I deliver that would bring some advertiser, to be named in the future, steady streams of people interested in their products. So that's something that you can think about. Once you've kind of got the idea for the podcast and you've got your intention, then it's important that you have a podcast logo. And what I like to do is to type in like best podcasts about my niche. So let's say you're going to do a podcast about tarot reading, tarot cards, and how to do tarot. So now you're going to go and you're typing best podcasts about tarot, and you're going to look at all the logos. And that's going to give you a sense of where yours will be, like where it will sit. And then what you want to do is you want to make sure yours is. Just what I do is I try to outshine the best. So when I built the Erica Glessing show, I liked the Oprah Winfrey's logo, Queen Latifah's logo, and I liked the Ellen, the E for Ellen. And so I have a wonderful logo designer, and I said, okay, I'd like my logo to kind of be on par with, the best women. Kind of entrepreneurs on the planet, more or less. And then I looked down and I looked at my signature, and it's so like iconic. You can't really copy my signature. It's really iconic. So I sent it to, I scribbled, I didn't scribble, but I like signed my name. I took a picture of it, and then I made that into a JPEG, and I sent it to my logo guy, and I said, what if my logo was my actual? So he actually made a custom font for me, and that's how the Erica Glessing show logo got made. It's my actual how I sign my name, although he cleaned it up and made it readable. So he made it better. So yeah, so if you'd like to know more about how to build a podcast, please schedule a time with me to get on my calendar. If you go to iconicpodcasts.online, just let's do a slash how to podcast, and you can actually, I'll put my calendar there right after I get off this call. And you can book time with me to talk about your show that you want to build. And we can explore if I'm the right podcast sort of midwife for your show. There's a lot of other things that you need to do when you're building a show. And I know people don't like the word need to, but it's super helpful to, have opening music that you love, to have a way of distributing it and launching it, and to have kind of ongoing excitement about it. And how you can generate that. And then I'll just kind of end with, oh, we've done another minute. Just kind of end with, you may not know the success right away. So, in other words, if you build a show, someone might listen to it. I had someone reach out to me. She's just a wonderful person. And she's like, I love your show so much. It was the energy clearing show she liked. And she decided from that to hire me to do one of her projects. And she ended up being someone that we've since like grown. We've finished all the work we were going to do together. And now we've become friends. And it all just came from a podcast. And she's a very special friend to me now. We kind of like, we've both been through certain relationships. We both raised children. We both like had all these things in common. And so you just don't know, like when you're just sitting there creating your podcast, doing your thing, who you might help, but what wonderful things might come out of that in the future that you haven't quite even visioned yet. And that's what I'll hold that podcast container solid. And if it sounds like something that you'd like to build, I'm here to help you build it. And if not, that's okay too, of course. Just go ahead and I recommend you just go to what nourishes you, like lean into what nourishes you. Like follow that. Follow that sense of what might work for you, because you are your best guidance system. Thanks.